96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, Nina Baum, is spending part of July traveling more than 400 miles across northern Wisconsin by bicycle. The tour started in Rhinelander and wraps up this week in Superior, with stops in communities across the district to meet with residents and local organizations. Tuesday's ride brought her to Hayward, where she met with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation and spent time on the Kamba Trail system.
It really allows you to slow down when you're going through these different communities. You get to see so much more and learn a lot more about the communities than if you're just buzzing through on the main highway. Like today, I was mostly on single track trails coming from Cable to Hayward, so I really got to know the Kamba Trail system a lot and see how many people it brought out there and the impacts of it.
Baum says the bike tour also reflects how she's running her campaign. She says she isn't accepting money from corporate political action committees and wanted to find another way to reach voters across the district.
Well, I don't have millions of dollars to spend on ads, so I got to do something different. And it shouldn't be about who has the biggest budget to run ads. It should be about, you know, what are you doing for the communities? What are your ideas? How are you connecting with people? And you know, how are you going to conduct yourself and represent the district?
As she's traveled across the district, Baum says she's been asking people what they want in their next representative in Congress.
And the biggest thing that keeps coming back to is just like someone who's honest and represents the people is going to do the right thing. People are very tired of these polarizations and division in politics, and they really want somebody who's going to focus on the issues that are actually impacting us here at the end of the day, not what's making big headlines.
Baum is one of five Republican candidates running in the August 11th primary. She faces Michael Alfonso, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermenning, and Don Raiola. Wildfire smoke from fires burning in Minnesota and Ontario continues to affect air quality across northern Wisconsin. Health experts say the smoke contains fine particles known as PM2.5, which are small enough to travel deep into the lungs and even enter the bloodstream.
Whenever we do have poor air quality, that could lead to an exacerbation or flare-ups for people with chronic lung diseases or coronary artery diseases or certain other chronic diseases, and that can land them in the hospital and then under my care.
That's Dr. Tony Malik with Aspirus Health. He says people with asthma, heart disease, older adults, young children, and pregnant women are most at risk. But even healthy people can develop a cough, sore throat, or irritated eyes after spending time outside.
And if the air quality is poor, it would be a good idea to stay inside or minimize your time outside.
If you can, move activities indoors, keep windows closed, and check the air quality index before heading outside. If you have trouble breathing, chest pain, or symptoms that don't improve, you should seek medical care. Governor Tony Evers is encouraging northern Wisconsin businesses and private nonprofits affected by April's severe storms to apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration approved Wisconsin's request for a rapid disaster declaration after April's storms, tornadoes, and flooding. Bayfield County is eligible for both physical damage and economic injury loans. Small businesses and private nonprofits in Ashland, Douglas, Sawyer, and Washburn counties can also apply for economic injury disaster loans. Evers says the loans will help businesses continue recovering from the spring storms. The deadline to apply for physical damage loans is August 31st, and economic injury loan applications are due by March 30th. More information and applications are available through the Small Business Administration's Disaster Assistance website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wildfire smoke from fires burning in Minnesota and Ontario continues to affect air quality across northern Wisconsin. Health experts say the smoke contains fine particles known as PM2.5, which are small enough to travel deep into the lungs and even enter the bloodstream.
Whenever we do have poor air quality, that could lead to an exacerbation or flare-ups for people with chronic lung diseases or coronary artery diseases or certain other chronic diseases, and that can land them in the hospital and then under my care.
That's Dr. Tony Malik with Aspirus Health. He says people with asthma, heart disease, older adults, young children, and pregnant women are most at risk. But even healthy people can develop a cough, sore throat, or irritated eyes after spending time outside.
And if the air quality is poor, it would be a good idea to stay inside or minimize your time outside.
If you can, move activities indoors, keep windows closed, and check the air quality index before heading outside. If you have trouble breathing, chest pain, or symptoms that don't improve, you should seek medical care. Governor Tony Evers is encouraging northern Wisconsin businesses and private nonprofits affected by April's severe storms to apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration approved Wisconsin's request for a rapid disaster declaration after April's storms, tornadoes, and flooding. Bayfield County is eligible for both physical damage and economic injury loans. Small businesses and private nonprofits in Ashland, Douglas, Sawyer, and Washburn counties can also apply for economic injury disaster loans. Evers says the loans will help businesses continue recovering from the spring storms. The deadline to apply for physical damage loans is August 31st, and economic injury loan applications are due by March 30th. More information and applications are available through the Small Business Administration's Disaster Assistance website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. We're looking at another hazy day as the air quality alert continues. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality alert across the entire state until at least this afternoon. The alert could be extended. Forecasters say they expect the Canadian wildfire smoke to start to clear out gradually sometime tomorrow, with scattered thunderstorms developing throughout the day. You can check the air quality where you are on the DNR's website. Details are also coming up in the forecast. As that heat wave moves through our state, energy providers are preparing for an increase in demand. Civic Media's James Kelly has some tips on what you can do to help save energy while still staying cool.
As the weather outside heats up, people inside will be turning up their air conditioners to stay cool. More air conditioning means more energy use, however, placing additional strain on utility companies to meet the increased demand. Energy company officials are asking residents to help mitigate that additional strain while still staying cool by doing things like closing their shades and windows, keeping interior doors open to circulate air through their homes, and getting their air conditioners inspected to ensure they're working as efficiently as possible. Residents should also be looking out for signs of heat-related illness this week, including things like muscle cramps, nausea, and heavy sweating. To minimize the effects of the heat this week, residents should limit outdoor activity or schedule it for cooler times of the day, like early morning and late evening, stay properly hydrated, and wear lighter clothing. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Safety experts also suggest checking in with people who are more vulnerable to the heat, like older neighbors and family members. A nationwide settlement tied to a 23andMe data breach will bring some money to Wisconsin. The State Department of Justice says it joined 41 other states in a deal over the 2023 breach. The company's assets have since been sold, with new rules aimed at better protecting consumer data. State election officials say there's probable cause Elon Musk broke Wisconsin law by offering big cash tied to voting. Now a local district attorney will decide what happens next. The Election Commission voted 5-1 to refer the case to the Brown County DA after complaints about a social media post tied to the 2025 Supreme Court race. State law bans offering more than $1 to influence someone to vote, and violations can be a felony. Musk later changed the offer to rewards for signing a petition, and courts allowed that at the time. The DA and Musk's attorney have not commented. The missing kayaker who staged his own death on Big Green Lake in 2024 will end up paying to fund public service equipment in Green Lake County. Ryan Borgward was ordered to pay restitution to the DNR for the roughly 350 hours they spent searching the lake when he faked his death and fled to Europe. The DNR announced Wednesday they used about $9,000 of those restitution funds to purchase a sonar search device. The device, called Towfish Sonar, can map the bottom of water bodies for missing persons, items, and hazards. The Towfish has already been deployed to 4 missions and located 2 missing people. Voters in Janesville are getting the last word on the former GM Jatco manufacturing site. The city council voted unanimously this week to approve language in a referendum that will be on November's ballot, asking voters if they should have the final say on big development projects. That includes sales and leases at the manufacturing site costing more than $450 million. If the measure is approved, it would mean Janesville wouldn't be able to make changes to the site without voter approval. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks got their first win during the Summer League games last night in Las Vegas. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 110-91. This time, the Bucks' leading scorer was Nate Amon, taken 13th overall by Milwaukee in the first round. Amon asked about what he and Braden Burris think about joining a Bucks team minus Bobby Portis or Giannis.
I think we see it as another challenge, and luckily we're not doing it alone. You know, we have a great organization behind us, and we have great vets and great players on the team that can help us, you know, get to where we want to get to. But I mean, at the end of the day, like Braden first said, it's about winning first and foremost, and whatever we can do to do that, we're going to do it. So that's just kind of our mentality going into it.
Baseball, the Brewers open up a 3-game homestand tomorrow night against the Florida Marlins. The Brewers adding two pitchers to the roster, Lance McCullers and Colton Gordon, from the Astros in exchange for Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewer Prince Fielder. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke in the air today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and a little muggy with highs in the upper 80s to near 90s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a late night thunderstorm, low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance of storms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.